Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear brothers and sisters, I welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we thank you, we bless your name, we magnify you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, all that you are doing, all that you set to do for us. And we say glory, honor, adoration, and praises be unto you, God. Everlasting Father, we thank you for all the paths broadcast. We thank you for the souls that have been won to your kingdom. We thank you for all manners of testimonies that you have given us. And we say glory, honor, praises be unto you. Jehovah God, we commit this day's broadcast into your hands. And we pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power. It will bring forth conviction. It will bring forth healing. It will bring forth salvation of souls. It will draw us closer to you. And indeed, Lord, your word will grant us the grace, Lord, for us to fulfill your purpose concerning our lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting God. We bless you. We magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory be unto his holy name. Brothers and sisters, I thank God for your lives. I thank God for that which is doing for you. The Almighty God will continue to guide and direct your path. His mighty hand will continue to rest upon you. His countenance shall be upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be discussing with you what I titled, You Will Fulfill Destiny. You will fulfill your destiny. Your destiny will not be truncated in the mighty name of Jesus. The helpers of destiny that you need, the Lord will send them your way in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will perfect all that concerns you in Jesus' mighty name. And I'm going to take my text today from the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 1, and I'm reading from verse 4 to 10. The Bible says, Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. Then I said, Ah, Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak, for I am only a youth. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am only a youth. For to all to whom I have sent you, you shall go. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, Behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms, to pluck up and to break down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plan. May the Lord bless the reading of his word this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That was the story of the call of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was called by God, and we can see there, according to that verse 4, the Bible says, Now the word of the Lord came to me. For you to fulfill your purpose in life, you must be able to first of all receive the word of God, because the word of God is life. It's the word of God that will transform you. It's the word of God that will tear up your spirit man and make you to fulfill the purpose of God concerning your life. We can also see there that before Jeremiah was even formed, before his mother conceived him, God has already ordained for him what he was going to become. Brothers and sisters, before your father met your mother, before the conception took place, God has already had a purpose for your life. And I pray for you this day, brothers and sisters, the plans and the purposes of God concerning your life shall be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. Your destiny will not be truncated. The Bible tells us, says it, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you are born, I have already consecrated you and appointed you as a prophet. Even before he was born, he has already been appointed. So even when you are in the world, you are looking for a particular position. Brothers and sisters, many of us have been appointed as a prophet, but we are looking for the position of a teacher. We have not gone to be what God wants us to be. I pray that you and I, you will hear the word of God, and indeed you will know what God has called you to be. Because, brothers and sisters, it is possible for you to have the affirmation of the word, but you may not be doing what God has called you. I pray that indeed your eyes will be opened to see and to understand the calling of God upon your life in the name of Jesus. And if you look at that verse 6, then I said, "Oh Lord God, behold, I do not know how to speak." Oh, you want to give God excuses, reasons why you cannot fulfill your purpose. But God is saying that, no. You know everything that you need in life to succeed, God has already deposited in you. For everything that the seed needs to succeed to become a plant is already in that seed. Brothers and sisters, God has deposited it in you. I've come today to challenge your excuses. No more should you be giving excuses, because everything that you need to succeed, God has deposited in you. You only need to look internally. You only need to hear the word of God. What is God saying? What are you telling me to do? Because he who formed you has a purpose for you. Why don't you go back to him and ask him, "God, what do you want me to do?" Listen to his instruction and follow his instruction. Stop giving excuses. Stop giving excuses for your failure. I pray that indeed the Lord will help you, for you to know that you cannot afford to give excuse. God was telling Jeremiah here, he said, "Do not be afraid. Do not let fear take over you." Because he says, "I am with you. I am with you. I will deliver you. Thus says the Lord." God is with you. For you to fulfill that purpose, for you to fulfill that destiny, you need his presence. You can never go away from his presence and expect to fulfill that destiny. Brothers and sisters, the way God defines success is not the same way the world defines it. The definition of success, as far as God is concerned, is for you to do that which he has purposed you to do. And if you are doing it, then you are successful. It's not the same way of the world. The world may clap for you. They may do a lot of things for you and make you feel that you are fulfilling your destiny. And that is part of the lies of the enemy. The enemy can lie to us and give us the impression that we are doing what God wants us to do. But brothers and sisters, you may be doing the wrong thing. I pray that today you will go to the Lord and ask him, "Father, what is it that you want me to do?" And as you do so, he will speak to you. He will confirm it to you. He said, "Do not be afraid. I will deliver you," declares the Lord. And then if you read that verse 9, it says, "Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth." You need the hands of God to rest upon you. The hands of God being upon you. The hands of God holding you. The hands of God lifting you up for you to fulfill your purpose. So you cannot afford to be away from him. You have to remain connected to this God. And you can see here in that verse 10, it says, "See, I have set you this day over nations and over kingdoms to pluck up and to break down, to destroy, to overthrow, to build and to plant. There are things that we need to destroy out of our lives. There are kingdoms that are competing with God in our lives. Those kingdoms have to be destroyed in order for us to be able to build and to plant and to fulfill God's purpose concerning our lives. I pray that indeed God will give you the grace to follow his leading in the mighty name of Jesus. Another thing I want us to know is that the way God sees us is not the same way we see ourselves. The book of Judges, Judges chapter 6, reading verse 12, when the angel appeared to Gideon, the Bible says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, 'The Lord is with you, my brother, my sisters, the Lord is with you.'" And he said, "The Lord is with you, almighty man of valor." God sees you as a mighty man. He sees you as a mighty woman. Because why? He knows what he has deposited in you. You may not see yourself the way he sees you. You may see yourself as a failure. But God has not seen you as such. He has not seen you as such. Because he knows what he has planted in you. All you need to do is ask this God to reveal it unto you, to open your eyes. Just like in the case of the servant of Elisha, he was shaking, but Elisha prayed for him that the Lord will open his eyes. And the Lord opened his eyes and he was able to see. Brothers and sisters, you need to begin to see yourself the way God sees you. You need to stop self-condemnation. Stop condemning yourself because God has not condemned you. He has created you for a reason. There is something special. There is something unique in you which you are yet to manifest. And I pray that the power of the Most High, you will begin to manifest in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You will manifest in the name of Jesus. You see, I also want us to know that at times when we look at the enemies, not in all situations that enemies are out to destroy us. In certain situations, the enemies are there to push us to the fulfillment of our destiny. In the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 50, reading from verse 15. So when Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brother and their sins because they did evil to you. And now please forgive the transgressions of the servant of God, your father." And Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brother also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servant." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for I am in the place of God. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." Joseph was sent by God to be the deliverer of his people, to be the deliverer of nations. And he was able to fulfill that purpose. But for him to fulfill that purpose, his brother had to hate him. His brother had to sell him as a slave. He had to be in Potiphar's house. Potiphar's wife had to tell lies against him. He had to find himself in prison. He had to meet the cupbearer of Pharaoh, who will interpret his dream for, and that one will recommend him to the palace. Brothers and sisters, in life, certain challenges come, and those challenges are supposed to make us stronger. Those challenges are supposed to draw us to fulfillment of our purpose, of our destiny. And I pray that the Lord will grant you the victory. The Lord will open your eyes for you to see when those challenges come, that indeed you are going towards fulfillment of your purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. But everything in life is a choice. And I'm giving you a choice this day to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Because when you accept him, then you can be sure that you will fulfill purpose. Just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, I prophesy unto you, everyone listening to me, I say the mighty hand of God will be upon you. You will fulfill purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you abundantly in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.